I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, it's really easy to point people's strengths out, and it's easy to look to ourselves and to try to identify our strengths. And it's a good thing to do as you're discerning what to do with your business, with your life, with your career. It's equally important to know the other side of the coin that is you, to know your weaknesses, the things that you tend to that can cause chaos or bring about damage, and to be open about talking about those things is just as important as creating atmospheres where we build each other up and point out our strengths. That's not being negative, and it's not being cruel. But Jesus had this atmosphere with his apostles where he built them up and called them to great things. But he also said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Right? He was pointing out the negative tendency in Peter so that Peter would stay in the right path and use his strength in the right way.
I think there's something truly virtuous about being able to brag about your weakness. To say to people, "Oh my gosh, do you know what I do that's annoying or what I'm really terrible at?" Because when you can do that, then you can actually celebrate when other people are good at things you are not. And you can say to them, "I don't know how you do that so well. I wish I could, but I can't. And I know that I haven't been given that gift, but I want to celebrate your gift." Too often, I think we see our weaknesses as something to hide from, to run from, or to fix. And it's not an excuse like, "Well, I'm bad at this, so I'm not going to, I can just throw in the towel." But to know that in our lives, we may never be good at many things, even things that we have to do sometimes. But one of the most liberating things you can do is say, "I really stink at that." And you're allowed to point that out to me, and you're allowed to coach me so that my weaknesses don't cause problems for you and our relationship.
And Pat, one of the great blessings of working with you has been the working genius. And by the way, if you're listening and don't know what that is, you have to Google it and take the working genius test. But it put language around the things that I'm good at and I naturally thrive in. If you're a working genius nerd like me, I'm a WI. Wonder and invention are my geniuses. It's equally helpful to have language to put around the dark side of that. That being a wonder and invention kind of guy makes me a visionary in my team. That's the way I can be a blessing. The dark side is it makes me a chaos creator if I'm not careful about that. I need that language. My team needs that language to be able to ensure that there's parameters placed on my visionary gifts and that they don't lead to chaos. And it's so helpful to know the dark side and the light side and to talk about them both equally and openly.
Yes. And God, and remember, Peter said, I boast in my weakness because God is my strength. It's not me. And I think when we think it's all about us, our weaknesses threaten us. But when we know God gives us everything, we can accept that. So God, please help us to know our weaknesses and to celebrate them and to know that you didn't give any of us everything, but help us to then be grateful for our strengths and for the strengths of others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.